Kids talk about God. If God gave you unlimited power, what would you do? Texas Border Business, by Carrie Kinsolving and Friends. I would slide down a rainbow. I would have a new baby brother. I would pet a lizard, says Rebecca, 6. I didn't realize petting a lizard required unlimited power. Move over, NASA. Here comes Michael, 6. I would like to fly. I want to touch the sun. I want to fly past my house. Michael won't be the only one in the air. I would fly, make money grow on trees and free all the adults, says Trent. Animals, beware if Hannah, 6, gets unlimited power. I would change my dog into a cat. I would change my bird into a sister. No small stuff for Kagid, 6. Build a rainbow, build a world, and make it rain. Keep it simple and sober, says Danielle, 7. No poor boys and girls, no lost cats and dogs, and no more beer. Does this mean no more beer commercials as well? Nathan, 8, said he'd do math problems in 1 second and be done with homework in a half second because then I could play more. Vicky, 11, would declare a national holiday, so everyone could get out of school. Marshall, 9, goes even further. I would make summer last forever because that's the only season one like. Seasons wouldn't matter at all to Corey, 9. Stay in bed. Don't go to school. Watch TV all day. Corey, before television turns your brain into chicken noodle soup minus the noodles, take a tip from Lauren, 8. I would want to go to school every day because I would still want to learn. If given unlimited power, Kristen, 8, would help her parents. I would give my mom whatever she really wanted. I would give my dad $100. So mom gets out her wish list while good old dad is stuck with $100. Victoria says she wouldn't waste her unlimited power on frivolous things. If a boy or girl got hurt, then I will heal them. I would help God by watching people. Often, the hurts we suffer are more than physical, says Corey, 10. I'd have my mom and dad back together because when I'm with one I miss the other. Andrew, 8, has a plan for transformation. I would clear the world of litter and sin. Then, I would make everyone like Jesus. Andrew, I assume when you say, like Jesus, you mean, transformed into his likeness. Actually, that's exactly what God wants to do with us, but he won't force us. The transformation begins with a new birth from within so that the desires of our hearts are changed. That's why Jesus said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Notice it says, whoever believes. We have a choice. Consider some advice from Katie, 6, who chose, being with God, as one of her wishes. But don't wait for God to grant you 3 wishes before you enter into a relationship with him. The power to fulfill this best of all possible wishes is already available. The Bible says, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, John chapter 1 verse 12. Think about this. God has given you power to respond to his love by trusting in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Memorize this truth. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. Luke chapter 12 verse 48. Ask this question. What are you doing with the power God has given you? Kids Talk About God is designed for families to study the Bible together. Research shows that parents who study the Bible with their children give their character, faith and spiritual life a powerful boost. To receive Kids Talk About God 3 times a week in a free, email subscription, visit www.kidstalkaboutgod.org/email. Copyright 2024 Carrie Kinsolving.